Hello, people of the world. This is an urgent message for all kingdoms, for all royal houses, for all corporations, for all sovereigns out there, for all living men and women of the world, of this planet. This message is followed by links in the description, and I will show some documents. The message is regarding kidnapping and attacking a sovereign living man and woman in the private corporation known as State of Israel with its following number. We'll start immediately. Hello, this message will be short. The purpose of this message is to announce to everyone who is willing to hear, to come to the help, of living men and women who live in Israel. They are both king and a queen of a kingdom known as Yeshar El. This is the website of the kingdom. I will describe what has happened in the last 9 or 10 days. This is the website of the kingdom. Here you can see all the news reports and other reports regarding the arrest of Shai and Ksenia, living men and women, king and queen, who live in their own kingdom, in the land known as the land of Israel. What you see on the screen is evidences, proofs of what has been done to both Shai and Ksenia. More so, Ksenia was arrested for 1 day, illegally, unlawfully, maybe 2 days. Shai was arrested for 8 days, illegally, unlawfully. On top of that, I will show you a few other things. This is a message, a letter that was sent to the International Court of Justice in The Hague from the inhabitants of the kingdom of Yeshar El, living man and living woman, announcing the arrest, the illegal and adoption, kidnapping of Shai and Ksenia, living man and living woman, in the kingdom of Yeshar El. This is a letter that was sent for all bloggers. You will see all the links to these documents and much more in the description of the video. This is a letter that was sent to all bloggers announcing the handcuffing by the police, failure to present a search warrant. Search of the house was illegal. Shai was threatened 2 times while in custody or in prison. He wasn't in prison, but in custody. He was threatened 2 times to stop from his doing and what he has been doing, him and Ksenia, as well as a few others. They've been coming out as a living man and a living woman, outside of their straw man, straw woman, taking control and all the rights of their names, that illegally and unlawfully were taken by the corporation known as the State of Israel. See, we know that in many countries, more living men and women exist alive outside of the matrix. they have been taken their names legally, lawfully. They have taken their names back to their own rights, claiming their own rights over their names against the corporations who took their names illegally, unlawfully, immorally, against their knowledge, without their consent. Shai Ksenia has come out of this straw man, woman fiction back to being a living man, a living woman on the land. After doing so, they established a kingdom. After doing so, they established consul. After doing so, they announced and they declared to all the government officers, to all the countries and states and consuls of the world, to other kingdoms, of the existence of a new kingdom known as Yashar El. After doing so, they have been announcing also the government of Israel and other officers, i.e. the Office of Transportation, about the existence of a new kingdom. They've changed their plate numbers. They've changed their documents, all done legally and lawfully, against this international law, against this common known law. The corporation known as the State of Israel arrested them, both of them, illegally, unlawfully, took them in custody, committing many crimes along the way. Crimes and felonies that they committed against their own laws, and on top of that, against the common law, coming against a fictitious corporation. Going against a living man and a living woman. Shai was arrested for 8 days and been threatened in prison to stop from its doing. We are calling here to all governments, to all states, to all corporations, know your limit. We are calling here to all sovereign men and women of the world, come to our help. Shai's life is in danger. Ksenia's life is in danger. Other sovereign men and women's lives are in danger. All armies of the world, all kingdoms, all royal families, all organizations, and all living men and women of the world, please come to the help of Shai, living man, and a king. And Ksenia, living woman and a queen in the kingdom of Yashar El on the land of Israel, which this as well have been taken by the corporation known as the State of Israel with its number. Please know that this crime committed against them can be committed against anyone, illegally, unlawfully, any place, any time. This is the time for you to stand up and come to the help according to common law, according to the law of all living creatures. Come to the help of a living man and a living woman, sovereigns, living in Israel, in the kingdom of Yashar El. That has been attacked by the corporation known as the State of Israel with its number. They have been kidnapped, attacked, threatened illegally, unlawfully. This message hopefully should reach the right ears and the right minds and the right hearts to come to the help of Shai and Ksenia. Thank you for listening. All the best. God bless us all.